السلام على أشرف الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله. Indeed, it's a great honor for me to introduce our guest speaker for today, who doesn't need any introduction. It is none other than Maulana Ahmad Sulaiman Qahtani, a world-renowned scholar and da'i. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Maulana his health and his strength to continue for many, many more years. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So without further ado, inshallah, we'll ask Maulana to proceed. And please, there's no photos, please, no photos, no videos. Jazakumullah khairan. The audio stream will be live. Jazakumullah khairan.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, the reality of life, what is my and your purpose and objective in this world? What motivates us? What is our goal? What is success? What is failure? If we fail to identify this correctly, then naturally it is logical that our entire life's efforts, endeavors, and achievements will in reality end up in total failure. What the actual goal is, what the objective is, human beings are wired, Allah has made us such, that we will strive, we will utilize our time, we will utilize our energy in that direction which we have determined is our objective and our goal. The fact of the matter is the choices basically are one of two. Either make your goal that which is temporary, that which is going to come to an end. It's a different matter that shaitan, the avowed enemy of insan, took an oath. He took an oath long before you and I even came to this world. فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. He said to Allah, I take an oath. I will beautify the embellishments and attractions of this world for them. I will bamboozle them, confuse them with the glitter and the glamour and the lights and the attraction of this world, so that that which in reality is constantly in decline, inna laja'iluna ma 'alayha sa'idan juruza, that Allah who created this dunya before He created it announced in His Quran that we will obliterate and destroy everything in existence. The reality of this dunya, the reality of this materialistic world with its universities, with its industries, with its degrees, with its wealth, with its opulence, with its glitter, with its glamour, with its lights. One basic reality that any person of intelligence can never deny is that there is absolutely no permanence in this world. Kullu man alayha fan. Kullu shay'in halik illa wajha. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Everything around us, huge buildings, kullu baytin wa in talat salamatuha yawman satudrikahun alba'u walhuwabu. Every palatial home of this world, never mind how proud and erect it may be, that day will come that it will be a dilapidated ruin. It will become the home of insects and spiders. Everything in this world is in decline. You and I have a choice. Make your goal and your objective that which is temporary. And on the other hand, there is another journey. There is another goal. There is another objective. And that objective and goal, my respected brothers and sisters, is never ever coming to an end. It is a limitless ocean. It is the only true reality. And what is that reality? That reality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is limitless. Subbaha lillah ma fis samawati wal ard wa huwa al azizul hakim lahu mulku as samawati wal ard yuhyi wa yumeet wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir huwa al awwal wal akhir wal zahir wal batin wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. Just this one verse. Look at the magnitude, look at the majesty, look at the authority of my Allah when He calls out, Huwa al-awwal, wal-akhir, wal-zahir, wal-batin. Our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interpreted these expressions for us in the form of a dua. Allahumma, anta al-awwal falaysa qablaka shay, wa anta al-akhir falaysa ba'daka shay, wa anta al-zahir falaysa fawqaka shay, wa anta al-batin falaysa dunaka shay. Oh my Allah, you are the first, before you there is nothing. You are the last, after you there is nothing. You are apparent, above you there is nothing. You are concealed, concealed from you there is nothing. Make the journey of your life, make the objective of your life. On the one hand, fall into the trap of shaitan. Allah protect you and I, and devote our lives towards this materialistic, temporary world. Or on the other hand, make Allah the goal. Make Allah the goal. Our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered this message in the form of an example, the choice that is facing us. He said, Mali walid dunya, ma ana fid dunya illa karakibin istadhalla tahta shajara thumma raha fatarakaha. He said, what is there for me in this world? What is the reality of this world? He said, I am a traveler. I am a traveler who took rest underneath the shade of a tree and then left that and continued on his journey. This world is temporary. Allah is permanence. What is the goal? What is the journey of life? Ar-rihlatu ilallah. Ar-rihlatu ilallah. Every one of us is on a journey to find Allah. And when it comes, when we talk of finding Allah, when we talk of finding Allah, we have to understand that this is intrinsically linked. Intrinsically linked. It can never be separated. Like Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu beautifully praises our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein agarra alayhi lin nubuwati khatamu min Allahi mashhudu yaluhu wa yushhidu wa dhamma al-ilahu isma al-nabiyyi ila ismihi إذا قال في الخمس المؤذن أشهد وشق له من اسمه ليجله فذو العرش محمود وهذا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, the seal of Nubuwwat glittered on his back, a shining testimony that this is the Nabi of Allah. ذم الإله اسم النبي لا اسمه. Allah joined the name, joined his name with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is attested to by the muazzin 5 times every day. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and immediately ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Wa shaqqa lahu min ismihi liyujillahu. Allah broke off a portion of his name for his beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the owner of the arsh, his name is Mahmud and he is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Intrinsically linked, Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, you will never find Allah, you will never connect with Allah, you will never get the love of Allah, you will never make Allah your goal and your objective, unless you will tread the road of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the cognizance that Quran gives of this. Allah, his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ati'ullah wa ati'ur Rasul, wa may yuti'illah wa Rasul, wa may yuhadidillah wa Rasul, wa may yushaqiqillah wa Rasul, bara'atun min Allah wa Rasulihi. Wallahu wa rasuluhu ahaqqu an yurdu'u. Aminu billahi wa bi rasulihi istajibu lillahi wa li rasulihi. Allah, his Rasul, Allah, his Rasul, Allah, his Rasul, throughout the Quran to such an extent. One place Allah changes the sequence, and what does Allah say? Those who understand Arabic, Allahu Akbar, this is such a verse in the shan of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah says, وَمَن يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. The one who obeys Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has obeyed Allah. Love for Allah, love for Allah, and by extension, intrinsically linked, love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers and sisters, this is our goal and our objective. This is the journey of life. Make this your goal. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah beautifully puts it. He says, "Mahabbat Allah wa rasulihi min azami wajibatil iman wa ajalli qawaidihi wa akbari usulihi." He says the greatest right, the greatest dictate, the greatest wajib, the greatest obligation of iman is the love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the foundation. This is the root of deen. This is the root of my and your purpose and objective in this world. بَلْ هِيَ أَصْلُ كُلِّ عَمَلٍ مِنْ أَعْمَالِ الْإِيمَانِ وَالدِّينِ. He said, every action you will do will be judged on this gradient, the love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, mahabbatullah wa rasulihi, he said, he said, this is the soul, this is the life. If there's no life, if there is no soul, there is no heart, it is a corpse, it is dead. He said, every action, the ruh and the soul of it is the love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِذَا خَلَى مِنْهَا فَإِذَا خَلَى مِنْهَا If there is no true love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah say? فَهُوَ مَيِّتْ لَا رُوحَ فِي He says he is a dead corpse. He may be walking and talking, but he is dead. There's nothing inside. لَا رُوحَ فِي There's no soul in him. فَمَنْ لَا مَحَبَّتَ لَهُ فَلَا إِسْلَامَ لَهُ There is no Islam, there is no deen without the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is not Allahu Akbar. This is such a thing, such a journey, such an objective that there is a sweetness in it. There is an ecstasy in it that nothing in this world can compare with. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say, Man wajada محبت الله وجدها أحلى من كل محبة. He said, find Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Find the true love of Allah. Experience that. There is nothing sweeter, nothing more ecstatic than that in the entire world. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, ذاق طعم الإيمان من ذاق طعم الإيمان من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا The one who loves Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم has made Islam his way of life ذاق طعم الإيمان He will taste the ecstasy of Iman Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم He said إن الشهوتي في قيام الليل Allah has kept my ecstasy in tahajjud salah. Last night I mentioned, very, very commonly we hear this, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. Find Allah. Connect with Allah on that musalla. In the Quran, in Allah's zikr, he said, Allah has kept the coolness of my eyes. Normally, I mentioned this last night also, we normally translate this coolness of the eyes. What does it actually mean? Who is being told? Desert dwellers, they are traveling in the desert. They are not camels. Camels, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ Allah designed the camel for desert traveling. Allah says, look at it. It is a shahkar, a sign of my qudrat. One indication of this, one example, when a sandstorm occurs to protect safinatu sahara, the ship of the desert, the camel, Allah gave it double eyelids, so that the effect of the sandstorm, it is protected. You and I don't have double eyelids. So what does the human being do? The desert dweller who's on that camel, now a sandstorm, intense burning sensation in his eyes. You cannot take it. So what they do, they put a cloth around the face and they try to see through the gap, some boulder, some tree, some cave to protect them from the elements. Finally, when they find this, direct the camel towards it. Now finally, they've got protection. They remove that cloth. The eyes are burning intensely. They take water from their leather bag, sprinkle it, and then Al-an qarrat ayni. Now my eyes have been cooled. My master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that ecstasy Allah has kept on the musalla. Ya Bilal, aqim farihna biha. Iman has an ecstasy. It has an ecstasy. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba, they understood what was the true meaning of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Sufyan at that time had not accepted Islam. He was one of the greatest enemies, plotting day and night for the downfall of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Islam, they capture, I'm cutting the incident short, time is limited. They capture Zayd bin Dasina radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They are about to execute him. And what do they say to him? They say, Zayd, Abu Sufyan addresses him. Death is in front, the loss of his life, the loss of his wife, the loss of his children, the loss of everything beloved is in front of him. At that time he says, Zayd, don't you for one second wish that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in your place and you were sitting in the warmth and the loving atmosphere of your family. What is his response? He says, I take an oath on Allah. I take an oath on Allah. I will not prefer that I am sitting in the warm embrace of my wife and children, and even one thorn is pricking the body of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They tasted the ecstasy. We find many, many incidents in the lives of the Salafi Salihin, the true friends of Allah. At the time of death, they are crying. Someone asked them, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Because of the loss of this life? Because you are going to go in the qabr? Because of death? They say, no. Why are we crying? Because we realized that after today, the sweetness of salah we won't experience. The sweetness of Allah's tilawat we won't experience. The sweetness of the tilawat of Quran, of Allah's zikr, of staying hungry for the sake of Allah. There is an ecstasy. Akhla. Akhla. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said this is sweeter than any other sweetness or ecstasy or enjoyment. Today our youth, both ears are clogged. The body is jiving to haram music. The ummah today, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, that shaitan box, dens of vices, going to places of merriment, of laughter, of music, of zina, searching to try to find some ecstatic enjoyment by the qasam of my Allah in this connection with Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah has kept greater ecstasy. Greater ecstasy. There is no greater enjoyment. Why? Because my Allah Zat is limitless. This is a limitless journey. Ar-rihlatu ilallah. The question or the criteria, my respected brothers and sisters, and my actual message, that Allah give me, Allah give you the understanding. Claims are very easy. I love Allah. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Does it mean in Rabiul Awwal light a few lights? Does it mean just sing a few nazams and naats or attend a few seerah jalsas and now you are the true lover of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Claims are easy. I often give this example. There was one village. One person went around and he told everybody, you know what? I'm going to get married to the daughter of the king. He said, you're a peasant. The king doesn't even know you exist. He said, listen, take me seriously. I'm going to get married to the daughter of the king. 50% is already sorted out from my side. I'm just waiting for the answer from that side. So what does it? In reality, this is what we call dawa bila dalil. A claim without any proof. Meaningless claim. Main to aashiq e rasool hu, I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is your love true? Is your love sincere? Tomorrow, and more importantly, in the court where it counts, will you be raised up amongst the true lovers of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Weigh this in the light of the aqwal, the sayings of the Salafi Salihin. Qala Yahya bin Mu'ad, rahimahullah. Qala Abu Yaqub, laysa bi sadiq man idda'a mahabbat Allah walam يحفظ حدوده كل من ادعى محبة الله ولم يوافق حدوده فدعواه باطلة. They say anyone who says that I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but his life is not on sunnah. He has not brought his life in conformance with the commands of Allah and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, laysa bi sadiq, he is not speaking the truth. Dawahu batila. His claim is batil in the court where it will really count. Like the poet says, ta'sil ilaha wa anta tudhiru hubbahu. Hada mahalun fil qiyasi shani'u. لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع. He says, you disobey Allah and you say you love Allah. You anger Allah and you say you love Allah. You say you love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but from head to toe you adopt the ways of the enemies of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says this defies logic. لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته. If your love was sincere, was truthful, you would obey him إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. The true lover will reveal his love through obedience. I am not saying it. The great sage of Islam, Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah, Ibn al-Qayyim, in his kitab, he mentions this riwayat. Qala ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna nuhibbu rabbana hubban shadida. Inna nuhibbu rabbana hubban shadida. Allahu Akbar, look at this claim. We love Allah intensely, and understand. I'm digressing. My respected brothers and sisters, understand this is the mayar and foundation of Iman. Iman is not tangible. It's not like some instrument you can take one scale and weigh it. There's no physical form of Iman. What is the sign? What is the sign? Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. People of Iman, what is Iman? What is the thermometer? What is the yardstick? Ashaddu hubban lillah. They love Allah intensely. Al-Imanu fi qalbi al-rajul an yuhibba Allah azza wa jal. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iman in the heart is the love for Allah, and by extension Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in light of that, Sahaba said, Inna nuhibbu rabbana hubban shadida. We love Allah excessively. But they were not interested in just claims. They said, Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah to give us some gradient. Give us some sign. Alaman li mahabbati, a proof that our love is accepted in the court of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On this occasion, Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah says the verse of the Quran was revealed. We've all heard this verse. We've heard the translation many, many times. Understand it in the context of this riwayat of Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Tell them, if you love Allah, you claim to love Allah, what is the proof of your claim? This is ajaz of Quran. Latter part of the verse, Allah tells you what Allah will give you if your love is sincere. You love Allah, yuhbibkumullah. Allah will love you. You will become the beloved of Allah. You will be in the protection of Allah. You will be the man of Allah. You will be in the household of Allah. You will be the chosen of Allah. Allah ke chahita, Allah ke mahbub, yuhbibkumullah. Allah will love you. And not just love you, yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Allah will forgive your sins. In other words, you will be a walking, talking jannati on this earth. If your love is sincere. What is the gradient? The test, the shart, the condition, the parameter. Quran announced, Fattabi'uni. Head to toe, become the living embodiment of the example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the tafsir and commentary of this verse, Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah sounds it out clearly. إِنَّكَ لَن تُحِبَّ اللَّهِ حَتَّى تُحِبَّ طَاعَتَهُ. What does this verse mean? That your claim can never be true or sincere unless you love the obedience of Allah. We want to understand what is true love. My respected brothers and sisters, we have to turn the clock back. 14 centuries. I'm already running out of time, but inshallah I will attempt. In this few minutes that I have left, 15 minutes or so, two incidents I'm going to mention about love. For us to take the sabak, take the lesson. This is not an ordinary jamaat. They understood the reality and showed it the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is that jamaat, ikhtarahumullah li suhbati nabiyihi. They were handpicked and selected by Allah for the companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is that jamaat, they walked on this earth, Quran came down. Past tense, not future tense, past tense. Radiyallah, they have already pleased Allah. Such a jamaat. Sahaba, you want to understand love? And particularly these two incidents I am mentioning. One is an elderly person. Our mother Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala is the narrator. She says, Ja'a rajulun ila nabiyy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ وَاللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَأَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ نَفْسِي وَإِنَّكَ لَأَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ وَلَدِي وَإِنَّكَ لَأَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ مَالِي وَإِنِّي لَأَكُونُ فِي الْبَيْتِ فَأَذْكُرُكَ فَمَا أَصْبِرْ حَتَّى آتِيكَ فَأَنْظُرَ إِلَيْكَ. She says one person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressed him in the following manner. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I take an oath on Allah. More than my life, more than my wealth, more than my children, I love you. I take an oath on Allah. He says, sometimes I am sitting at home. The thought of you enters my heart. He says, my food becomes haram. My sleep becomes haram. I become restless until I don't come and cool my heart by looking at your noble countenance. Today a troubling thought occurred to me. وَإِذْ ذَكَرْتُ مَوْتِي وَمَوْتَكَ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّكَ إِذَا مِتَّ رُفِعْتَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَإِنِّي دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةِ خَشِيتُ أَلَّا أَرَاكَ. This life is temporary. It's an ephemeral existence. مُجھے بھی مرنا ہے تجھے بھی مرنا ہے يا رسول اللہ. You will pass away, I will also pass away. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Ya Rasulullah, you will enjoy the highest ranks and echelons of paradise. If Allah enters me into Jannat, I fear because of your high station, I will be deprived of your companionship in Jannat. So what is he saying? In reality, what is the veracity of this? Qusur, Anhar, Hur, beautiful description, bounties of Jannah. He says, paradise is not paradise. Forget the palaces, forget the rivers, forget the streams. Ya Rasulullah, how am I going to enjoy Jannah if I can't find you in Jannah? This was love. This was the type of love. And Shaitan will play with you and I. Okay, he was an elderly person. Today, I'm a youngster. I got my whole life in front of me. This is why cry tears of blood, my respected brothers and sisters. When you see youngsters coming to the masjid, they got a t-shirt on, some movie star, some pop star sticker on it. Who have we made our role models? That youngster goes to a barber shop, barber makes a mistake, next day that's the new hairstyle. Youngsters walking around with hair looking like a porcupine. What are you doing? That movie star, that pop star, that soccer personality. People who in reality every day is in sharab, every night is in zina. Morally bankrupt, zero, useless. Marketing. And that Nabi who finished himself for us. That Nabi who on the altar of sacrifice placed everything for his ummah. That Nabi and not a single night. The winds of Medina today, if they could speak, they would resound this message to the youth of this ummah of today. To the men of the ummah of today. The women of the ummah of today. How he cried. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. His cry made the malaika cry. Made the arsh of Allah cry. Where is the devotion to that Nabi? Where is the allegiance to that Nabi? Show it in our lives. Show us the reality. I remember a few years ago, one youngster took a lift with me, jumped into my car, bottom of Brickfield Road, going towards Masjid Hilal, Crescent Street. First question, Sheikh, I got a question. What's your question, bhai? In solidarity with our brothers in Palestine, should we not be boycotting? Boycott or not boycott, that's a separate issue. That I'm not making this up. I'm describing this youngster, Ray-Bans, T-shirt and jeans. Head to toe, no sign whatsoever of sunnah. What is the actual solidarity? Today we want to march, chant slogans. I am the warrior of Islam. Tomorrow, at the time of Fajr, when that muazzin sounds out the azan, this warrior of Islam hasn't got the physical strength to move the 50-ounce blanket of his body. What solidarity is he showing with Islam? What did my Nabi say? لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ آمُرَ فِتْيَتِي فَيَجْمَعُوا لِي حُزْمًا مِّنْ حَطَبٍ ثُمَّ آتِي قَوْمًا يُصَلُّونَ فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ فَأُحَرِّقَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. He said, I wanted to gather firewood and home by home in Medina, everyone who did not come to the masjid, I wanted to burn that home down. رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He was a mercy to humanity, yet this is how it hurt him. His breath was breaking from the body. As-salah, as-salah, as-salah. My ummah, guard your salah, guard your salah. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, on the authority of Rasulullah SAW, I'm cutting it short because I'm running out of time. My Nabi said, you want to meet Allah. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, any one of you that wants to meet Allah, man sarrahu an yalqa Allah ghadan muslima. Any one of you that wants to meet my Allah tomorrow with kamil iman and Islam, falyuhafidh ala haula'i salawati al-khams haythu yunada bihinna fa inna Allah shara'a li nabiyyikum sunan al-huda wa inna hunna min sunan al-huda. He said there are certain practices of hidayat that Allah has introduced upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and one of them which will guarantee that you and I and our children and our families meet Allah tomorrow with kamil, complete iman. Allah is happy with you. You are happy with Allah. What is that practice of hidayah that my Nabi gave us? Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, 5 times salah with jamaat. 5 times salah with jamaat. Aashiq-e Rasool kehna, to say I love is easy. Where's the proof? I am a devotee of Islam. I am upholding the flag of Islam. Youngster of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name was Talha bin Bara, 12 or 13 years of age, comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, I love you, I love you, I love you. Starts kissing the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until he kisses the feet of my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love, profusely, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then, youngster, one is the youth of today, one is the youth of that time. Listen to what he says. Wallah, my respected brothers and sisters, if you take nothing away from this talk besides this, Allah just give us the understanding of this. Worthy of being written down in gold. Inni uhibbuk. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Murni bima ahbabt. Fala a'si laka amra. Command me. Command me with whatever you want. I will never disobey you. My love for you will not allow me to disobey you. They understood what was love. I'm cutting it short. The same youngster becomes very, very ill. Allah's Rasulullah goes to visit him. It's late at night. When he enters the room, Talha bin Bara is unconscious. Allah's Rasulullah says to the family, if Talha passes away tonight, send for me. I fear he won't last the night. Send for me, I will perform his janazah. He goes away. Almost like a sixth sense, there's a special connection. The moment he opens his eyes, gains consciousness, he says, I can sense my beloved was here. They said, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. What did my Nabi say? He said that if you pass away, send for him, he will perform your janazah salah. In that weakened state, in that weakened state, he says, no, don't do that. There are enemies in this precinct. I fear in the cloak of darkness they may harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bury me, inform him in the light of daylight. Talha passes away. They bury him. Next day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam receives the news. Dawah claims are easy. If the claim is true, what is the return? What is the recompense? What is the samara? Sahaba say, the master of both the worlds, Muhammadur Rasulullah, the beloved of Allah, goes to the grave of this youngster, stands in front of the grave, raises his hands. Allahumma ilqa talha tadhaku ilayk wa huwa yadhaku wa anta yadhaku ilayk. He says, oh my Allah, tomorrow when this journey reaches its culmination, every one of us is on this journey. Ar-rihlatu ila Allah. The journey to Allah. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala, who is lying with his head in the lap of his wife, starts crying. She sees him crying, she starts crying. Ma yubkik, why are you crying? She says, I saw you crying, so I started crying. The hearts were very soft. He says, ذَكَرْتُ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. I remember the verse of the Quran. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Im minkum illa, in and illa, when it comes together in one sentence, it means there is no exclusion. Every one of you will have to cross the sirat, the bridge over Jahannam. Kana ala rabbika hatman maqdiya. This is that decree of your Rabb which will come to pass. Everyone will have to cross. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be standing on the side. Ya Rabbi Sallim Sallim. Ya Rabbi Sallim Sallim. Ya Rabbi Sallim Sallim. Oh Allah, have mercy on my ummat. Oh Allah, have mercy on my ummat. Oh Allah, have mercy on my ummat. Anta shafi'u alladhi turja shafa'atuhu ala sirati idha ma zallatil qadamu. Aape wo zaad. You are that personality without whose intercession I will never be able to cross the sirat. Stands at the grave of this youngster. Oh my Allah, tomorrow when you meet this youngster of mine, let it be that you are smiling at him and he is smiling at you. The thamara, return, recompense when the love is sincere. To complete that incident, time is limited. Ya Rasulullah, what is the sahabi actually asking? What is he actually asking? Ya Rasulullah, when I think of you in Medina, I come and see you. Tomorrow in Jannat, I want to be with you. Show me some nuskha. Show me some prescription. Show me some solution. Show me some way that I can be with you tomorrow in Jannat. Our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, Lam yuridin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't respond to this. This declaration of love reached the arsh of Allah. Hatta nazala Jibreel bihadi al-ayah. Jibreel was sent with this verse of the Quran. وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. I want to be with you in Jannat. What does my Allah say? Obey Allah. Obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring your life onto Shariat. Bring your life onto Deen. Mold yourself in the color of Sunnah. Value one one Sunnah of my Nabi. Come unto the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah promises you, tomorrow we will raise you with those whom you truly love. We will raise you with the Anbiya, with the Siddiqeen, with the Shuhada, with the Salihin. I will culminate on the words of Allama Iqbal rahimahullah. Beautifully he says, ki Muhammad se wafatune to hum tere hai. Ye jahan cheez hai kya, lo qalam tere hai. Come unto the true wafadari, allegiance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah will be yours. Allah will be yours. What is this world? This world is nothing. Allah will give you the pen of taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. Atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul la'allakum turhamun. Allah says, obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the key. This is the door for what? Turhamun, to open up the door of the torrential rainfall of the mercy and acceptance and forgiveness and kindness and protection of Allah. The key, Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul wa may yuti'illaha war Rasul. It is not a Rabiul Awwal question. Unfortunately, many of us, we have become seasonal Muslims. We have become ritualistic Muslims. Certain periods or occasions, that is not true Islam. Every second of every moment of our life should be devoted to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wah.
We say jazakumullah khairan to Mawlana Ahmed Sulaiman Katani for that beautiful lecture. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the information to cause a transformation in our lives. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Mawlana with a long, healthy life, full with khairat, goodness and barakat and blessings. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. To be a benefit to the ummah of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for many more years to come. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Can we just ask the brothers to stand in fadlik and fill the gaps, inshaAllah. Quite a few gaps here in front.
Ayya al-salat.
just to announce, inshallah, next week we'll have a Jummah that will be conducted completely by the matriculants of Islamia. So the lecture, the khutbah, the salam, the adhan, the iqamah, everything will be done by the matriculants of 2024. And that will also be like a farewell. Not that they're not welcome here anymore after that, but it's like a farewell for them, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan.
الحمد لله علي ذات عظيم الصفات سميع سمات كبير الشان جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جليل البرهان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بالشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب الأرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحب يوم القيامة وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا صدق الله العظيم بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حيان عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي بورما وفي كشمير وفي سودان وفي غيرها يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم واربط على قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وعجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وهم وتم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
استيتين الروز من فضلك استن شولد تو شولد قيم الصلاة
الله اكبر
الله استقيموا واستووا واعتدلوا ويرحمنا ويرحمكم الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله
وكفى بالله حسيبا ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله. وصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله. وفعل بنا ما أنت أهله، فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا ومأوانا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنك تسمع كلامنا وترى مكاننا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا، ولا يخفى عليك شيء من أمرنا. نحن البائسين الفقراء، المستغيثين المستجيرين، الوجلين المشفقين، المقرين المعترفين بذنوبنا. نسألك مسألة المساكين، ونبتهل إليك ابتهال المذنب الذليل، وندعوك دعاء الخائف الضرير، دعاء من خضعت لك رقبتهم، وذل لك جسمهم، ورغم لك أنفهم، وفاضت لك عبرتهم. اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا، وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما، يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعطين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك، ونعوذ بك من عقابك، ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي غيرها يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم واربط على قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم، وعجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم، وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا، اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا، وحوضه لنا موردا. اللهم احشرنا في زمرة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واستعملنا على سنته، واجعلنا من مع رفقائه، واجعلنا من أحبابه يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما، برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطاعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله.